Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is 1 Samuel 4, 1 to 18. 1 Samuel 4, 1 to 18. And Samuel's word came to all Israel. Now the Israelites went out to fight against the Philistines. The Israelites camped at Ebenezer, and the Philistines at Aphek. The Philistines deployed their forces to meet Israel, and as the battle spread, Israel was defeated by the Philistines, who killed about 4,000 of them on the battlefield. When the soldiers returned to camp, the elders of Israel asked, "Why did the Lord bring defeat on us today before the Philistines? Let us bring the Ark of the Lord's covenant from Shiloh, so that he may go with us and save us from the hand of our enemies." So the people sent men to Shiloh, and they brought back the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord Almighty, who is enthroned between the cherubim. And Eli's two sons, Hophni and Phinehas, were there with the Ark of the Covenant of God. When the Ark of the Lord's Covenant came into the camp, all Israel raised such a great shout that the ground shook. Hearing the uproar, the Philistines asked, "What's all this shouting in the Hebrew camp?" When they learned that the Ark of the Lord had come into the camp, the Philistines were afraid. "A god has come into the camp," they said. "Oh no, nothing like this has happened before. We are doomed. Who will deliver us from the hand of these mighty gods? They are the gods who struck the Egyptians with all kinds of plagues in the wilderness. Be strong, Philistines, be men, or you will be subject to the Hebrews as they have been to you. Be men and fight." So the Philistines fought, and the Israelites were defeated, and every man fled to his tent. The slaughter was very great. Israel lost 30,000 foot soldiers. The Ark of God was captured, and Eli's two sons, Hophni and Phinehas, died. That same day, a Benjamite ran from the battle line and went to Shiloh with his clothes torn and dust on his head. When he arrived, there was Eli sitting on his chair by the side of the road, watching, because his heart feared for the Ark of God. When the man entered the town and told what had happened, the whole town sent up a cry. Eli heard the outcry and asked, "What is the meaning of this uproar?" The man hurried over to Eli, who was 98 years old and whose eyes had failed so that he could not see. He told Eli, "I have just come from the battle line. I fled from it this very day." Eli asked, "What happened, my son?" The man who brought the news replied, "Israel fled before the Philistines, and the army has suffered heavy losses. Also, your two sons, Hophni and Phinehas, are dead, and the Ark of God has been captured." When he mentioned the Ark of God, Eli fell backward off his chair by the side of the gate. His neck was broken, and he died, for he was an old man, and he was heavy. He had led Israel 40 years. My theme for reflection is the peril of misplaced faith. The peril of misplaced faith. We have all experienced moments when we placed undue faith in religious objects or individuals, hoping they would solve our problems or provide clarity amidst confusion. Often we find ourselves looking to human beings, especially religious figures, for answers to our existential dilemmas, rather than turning to God, who promises to be with us in both good and bad times. This tendency mirrors the behavior of the Israelites as depicted in 1 Samuel 4, where their misplaced confidence in the Ark of the Covenant illustrates the dangers of relying on symbols rather than God himself. The Israelites, facing a formidable enemy in the Philistines, decided to bring the ark from Shiloh to the battlefield, believing its presence would guarantee their victory. This decision stemmed from a fundamental misunderstanding of God's nature and presence. They treated the ark not as a sacred symbol of God's covenant, but as a talisman that could manipulate divine will. This shift from devout worship to superstitious practice led to their devastating defeat, despite their triumphant shouting that the ground shook upon the ark's arrival. The outcome was tragic. Not only were the Israelites defeated, but Eli's sons Hophni and Phinehas were killed, and the ark was captured. This loss symbolized a spiritual defeat far greater than any military setback. The Philistines, upon hearing the ark had entered the Israelite camp, feared the power of the God of Israel, highlighting the irony of Israel's misplaced trust. Their enemies had more reverence for God than they did. Eli's death upon hearing of the ark's capture underscores the gravity of the situation. His reaction signified profound sorrow, not just for the loss of his sons or the defeat of Israel, but for the capture of the ark, which symbolized God's presence among his people. My dear friends, this story challenges us to examine our own faith practices. Are we placing our confidence in symbols of God's presence or in God himself? True victory and security come through sincere faith and obedience to God, not in objects or religious personalities. Only trust in God himself can bring solutions to our problems and peace to our weary souls. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what are the things or people we might be relying on superstitiously instead of placing our trust in God? Number two, how can we cultivate a deeper, more genuine faith that relies on God's presence and power rather than on religious symbols or figures? Heavenly Father, guide us to place our trust in you alone. Help us to see beyond the symbols and objects of our faith and recognize your true presence in our lives. Strengthen our faith so that we may rely on your power and love in every situation. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.